You're listening to The Sports Moment.
May 7th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Monday was a busy day on the local front and some exciting stuff regionally with the Timberwolves going up 2-0 in their series with the defending NBA champs and the Twins getting back on the winning track. Hi, everyone. Thanks for stopping by for our podcast today as we bring you some area sports moments to begin with. And yesterday it was golf, softball, and baseball on the schedule, along with some track and field competition. So we've got a lot to get to. The Otter Girls golf team finished second to Detroit Lakes at the Park Rapids Invitational yesterday. The Lakers won the event with a 326 total, 17 better than the Otters, who were at 343. Annika Jerkis recorded the top score of the day, firing a 77 to claim medalist honors for the fourth time in a meet this spring. Annie Mayer was 8th with an 85, Olivia Juergens took 12th with a 90, and Ellie Berggren was 16th with a 91 to round out the Otter scoring. The comment from Ben Juergens, the head coach of the Otters, was finishing 17 strokes behind the best team in Class 2A golf in the state of Minnesota, Detroit Lakes. We'll take that at this point of the season, and we are showing improvements, so good things ahead for that Otter girls golf team. Now, the Otter boys golf team also was in action yesterday at the Legacy over by Brainerd, and Ryan Nelson fired an impressive round of 73 to finish in second place overall and lead the Otters to a third place finish at the Legacy. The team event was won by Sartell. They had a team score of 304, followed by Brainerd at 308, and then the Otters at 316. Alexandria was fourth at 319. Sophomore Simon McGovern had his best varsity round to finish in 10th place overall with a 78. Adam Kennedy shot an 82, and Quinn Keel had an 83 to round out the scoring for the Otter boys. And next up for the Otters will be the Detroit Lakes Invitational on Friday and Saturday of this week. Well, also on the golf courses yesterday, the West Central Area Knights continued their winning ways. They were at the Olivia Golf Club yesterday for the Bold Invitational, and the Knights were victorious once again. So that's a good thing. They keep rolling along, and for Craig Hunter's guys, they had some really good production on a really kind of lousy day to golf. And on a situation where the Knights were missing four players, as they had a class field trip to Itasca, a couple of injuries, so they were down without Bryce Chesbo and Cam Anderson and Ben Bai and Parker Prawl. They were all gone, so they had to step up, and they did as a team, as the West Central area beat Morris by 2 strokes, Minnewaska area by 4 strokes in some stiff competition. Now, the medalist honors, well, there were 3 golfers, actually, that shot excellent rounds of 39 in the 9-hole tournament to share the medalist honors. Mitch Dewey and Marshall Dewey of the Knights tied for first place in a 3-way tie for the first place spot. And the third player was Morris's Charlie Hansen. Sam Hansen of West Central area came in 11th with a 44, and his 8th grade brother Cooper Hansen filled in for the missing varsity players. He shot a 49. So great win again for Craig Hunter's West Central area boys golf team. Track and field also yesterday, the Hillcrest Comets were among the teams competing at the Border West Invitational, and Hillcrest had a good performance. They had some really top notch times and distances turned in at that event, as they had first place finishes in the boys 4x4 with Matthew Knutson, Gabe Swedenberg, Drew Fisher, and Maverick Peterson. The girls 4x400, Brooke Swedberg, Ruby Peterson, Emmy Berge, and Kaya Fiskness also finished first, as did their 4x800 relay team of Katie Holzner, Elsa Retzloff, Emmy Berge, and Kaya Fiskness. Ruby Peterson finished second in the girls' 100-meter dash, and Gabe Swedenberg was second in the boys' 100. Matthew Knutson took second in the boys' high jump, and the 4x2-meter relay team of Holzner, Retzloff, Berge, and Fiskness was runner-up on the girls' side. Drew Fisher took a third place in the 200-meter dash. Border West won both the boys' and the girls' team competition. The Comets were second on the girls' side and third on the boys' side, with Hancock finishing second in the boys' competition and third on the girls' competition. So that's the way things played out there. Emily Kellen of Border West was the champion in the girls' 100-meter dash. And other highlights, Carissa Anderson of Border West won the mile. Hancock's Jet Neust won the 2-mile race. And the other top finishers from around the area, Hancock's Gianna Fuchtenberger was the 300-meter hurdles champion on the girls' side. And Rothsay's Matthew Danielson won the boys' 300-meter hurdles. Julia Schmidt was the winner in the 800-meter run. She's from Border West. And also, Emily Kellen was first in the 200-meter dash to go along with her 100-meter dash championship. Julian Ortlev from Border West was the winner of the 3,200-meter run. Gracie Gallagher, Braylon Schmidt, and Jaredon Ellers finished 1-2-3 in the shot put for Border West. Aiden Siegler and Tyler Grebner and Andrew Franzese of Border West were 1-2-3 in the boys' discus. Gracie Gallagher, Braylon Schmidt, and Jaredon Ellers also went 1-2-3 in the discus competition. And Andrew Franzese, Tyler Grebner, and Aiden Siegler, along with Kashton Schmidt, were the top four placers in the shot put for Border West. Holden Rinke of Border West won the long jump on the boys' side. Gina Fuchtenberger of Hancock was the girls' champion in the long jump. Claire Rinke won the triple jump on the girls' side, and Holden Rinke, the boys' triple jump champion. They are both from Border West. Emily Kellen made it three titles on the day with a championship in the high jump, and Preston Kistjen was the boys' high jump champion from Hancock. So some top performances there on the day in the Border West Track and Field Invitational. Now, baseball and softball yesterday. Here's the scoreboard. On the baseball side, the Hillcrest Comets earned their first win of the year. They beat Browerville Eagle Valley 8-4. Brandon Evansville won twice over Hancock, 6-0 and 14-11. Parker's Prairie defeated Frazee by a score of 13-2. In softball, Pelican Rapids and Lake Park Audubon had a pair of 14-4 games, with each team winning one of them. Brandon Evansville won twice over Hancock, 13-12 and 8-6. Parker's Prairie held off Otter Tail Central for a 10-9 softball victory, and Clinton Graceville Beardsley split a doubleheader with Wheaton Herman Norcross. Wolverines winning in 11, 5-3, and the Warriors winning 7-6 in the other game. So a busy, busy day on the local front with all that sports activity. Now, with the rain that we had overnight, pretty wet fields today, we'll see. I don't know that there will be much, if anything, going on as far as the outdoor competition goes. Well, Pemberton Law Firm has four locations around the region to serve you from: Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. That's Pemberton Law Firm. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about lake area, docks, and lifts.
Lake area, docks, and lifts. More than just docks and lifts. Lake area, docks, and lifts.
How about those Timberwolves? They were without the Defensive Player of the Year the last 3 years, and probably this year too, Rudy Gobert, who was back in Minneapolis for the birth of his first child. And you can understand his priorities there. He's got them right. So the Timberwolves were without their main defender, but they played tremendous defense last night as a team. The Minnesota Timberwolves held the Denver Nuggets to 80 points on the Nuggets' home floor. Denver was only 29 of 83 shooting the ball. The smothering defense caused numerous turnovers and much frustration for the Nuggets. Timberwolves were outstanding for all four quarters. Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns led the offensive effort with 27 points apiece. The Wolves improved to 6-0 in the playoffs, and they give themselves a chance now to close out the Nuggets with wins on Friday night and Sunday in Minneapolis. I really think the way the Wolves are playing, this series is not returning to Denver. Look for a sweep for the Timberwolves. Also last night, the Eastern Conference second-round series between the Knicks and the Indiana Pacers got underway, and the Knicks won 121-117. National Hockey League, the Bruins opened their best-of-seven series with the Panthers by winning 5-1. In Carolina. So big road win there for the Bruins in the NHL playoffs. One other NBA note, Victor Wembanyama is the unanimous choice as a Rookie of the Year. Got all 99 first place votes. The San Antonio Spurs player had outstanding numbers this year. He became only the second rookie in NBA history to lead the league in blocked shots, joining Manute Bol, who accomplished the feat in 85-86. And Wembanyama had 21.4 points, 10.6 rebounds, 3.9 assists, 3.6 blocks, and 1.2 steals per game. Outstanding numbers for the Rookie of the Year. And the Twins are back on the winning track after their 12-game winning streak ended on Sunday with that 9-2 loss to the Red Sox. They came out last night, and Simeon Woods-Richardson threw six innings of one-hit ball. He didn't get the decision, but the Twins scored twice in the seventh inning, and that carried them to a 3-1 victory over Seattle. Bailey Ober, who has won his last three starts, will get the ball tonight in Game 2 of that four-game series. Right-hander Emerson Hancock, who is 3-3 for Seattle, will pitch for the Mariners tonight. It's a four-game series, and that'll conclude a seven-game homestand, and then the Twins will go on the road. But Minnesota right now, 2.5 games behind Cleveland in second place in the American League Central. They are 20-14. And that'll do it for our podcast today. Hey, be sure to check out part one of our podcast on Otter hockey history on YouTube, Craig Olson Sports Moments and Memories, and this sports memory on the Otter hockey team and their beginnings is posted now on YouTube or your favorite vehicle to listen to podcasts to, and you can see the video and hear the audio on YouTube for that first segment of our Otter hockey history feature podcast. It'll be three segments, and part two, well, hopefully will be up within a week or two. Well, thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts, produced by Sunroom Lab, music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.